radio operators talk. That's TV talk for all of you that don't know.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2. W2L repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2. W2L repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning, 5:01 a.m. Temperature 45 degrees.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Temperature 45 degrees.
W2VF. InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Temperature 45 degrees.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2EAV.
Good morning, George.
Like a nice but chilly day.
Exactly. Nice but chilly. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Very good. I'm assuming you're on your way to work.
Yes, I am. Meanwhile, I've been working on my December 7th LICN presentation. And I just realized something. We're getting kind of close to the November presentation. And discussing my December 7th presentation, the subject of the November one did come up. But I never did find out what it was going to be about. And they haven't, to my knowledge, come out with any announcements on it yet. So I'm getting a little confused.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're doing this. I don't know about the November until I see that.
Yeah, that's my point. And I even had a little bit of a sneak preview because, I don't know, a few weeks ago, there was a false alarm that they might have a problem and I might have to push up mine. But it turned out to be a non-issue. But during that discussion, I did hear a little bit about it, but I never did hear the actual subject matter.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'm not privy to that discussion.
No, no. All right. Let me think. I was thinking of something yesterday. Not necessarily relevant to you, but something a little bit cute and silly that happened. But now that I have a chance to tell somebody else about it, I don't remember where it was. Anything new and interesting on your end?
Just a couple of things, I guess. This is my analog, my radio from the car, which I have put into the base, which I'm trying to program it. Of course, I'm running into a lot of obstacles. This radio is a beast to program. Basically, I tried to add the new Middle Island repeater to it, which it just doesn't come up for some reason, and it's missing a number of channels. And despite my very... the radio's also timing out for some bizarre reason. They're not...
Why do I have the urge to say that radio is demonically possessed?
I don't think it's a demon, but I do believe that the Chinese have it, the radio keeps timing out, so, I'm really wondering, now. I didn't do anything to affect time, and it's, the radio keeps cutting out on me, sorry.
Understand, no reason to apologize, it's not your fault. For saying timing out, are you sure it is some kind of a timeout timer? I'm wondering if it might be some kind of a thermal shutdown.
Cool for the touch.
Wait, say that again?
Cool for the touch, I doubt it.
The fact that it's cold to the touch doesn't necessarily mean there isn't some small internal hot spot right by a sensor. So I understand your point.
Also, the transmit time is like a few seconds, which is crazy. Now it's transmitting fine. Very strange. I'm not sure what the problem is. Anyway, this radio has a notion of zones, which I tried to simplify by making an analog zone and a digital zone. Literally, that's what I call it. Now I'm finding out that when one programs it, making the zones correspond to the actual channel that you've installed in the radio is not intuitive, not a one-to-one correspondence in the current programming set. I'm trying to fix. Now a lot of luck so far.
Sounds to me like this radio scientist went out of the way to see how confusing and perplexing they could make the whole thing.
Yeah, it was my opinion this may be a programmer thinking that they're ignoring usability of somebody configuring the radio, possibly saving some, a few bytes of memory or some other bizarre issue.
Over my lifetime, I have come across a number of programmers who are so overjoyed by the options that programming gives you that they go out of their way to put in as many options as humanly possible, despite the fact that none of them are useful and some of them are actually damaging.
I hear what you're saying. It's just, there's no way I'm going to know it. So hang on a second. Apparently this radio is interfering with one of my other rooms. My wife is getting upset about it. I'm resting in and of itself. But that means the speaker is picking up stuff. It shouldn't.
Understand, but don't worry about running around to fix this on my accord, because I'm here and I have to sign.
Okay, 73, and well, I'm going to continue to work on this. It's a frustrating problem because one of those things that, you know, just as a user, somebody that programs radios, and I kind of think I know how to do that. It's not logic.
All right, you have a good day. Enjoy this delightful, although chilly weather. WB2EAP is on.
73, WB2, I can't be clear.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2OGB on Echo Link in Epcot under Spaceship Earth. Someone out there? KD2OGB on Echo Link.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSE. Here's the alert. I left them on the other repeater. WB2ZSE.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2OGB on Echo Link, Disney World Polynesian monitoring.
Hope you're having a good time.
WB2IKT, that you, George?
Yes, sir. I'll be here at 4th Avenue and I'm watching some swans and hunting those swans.
One of my second favorite best wildlife. My main currently right now is the ducks. There was a couple roaming around Epcot, was there earlier taking care of a few rides. Chilling out at the resort. It's almost time for us to head to the airport and make my way back to Long Island. The mother had to step away to go to MK to look for something that Epcot didn't have. But just picked up something from the bar, and I'll be back on Long Island soon. What's the weather like right now?
Right now it's a beautiful sunny day. Mild breeze, and the temperature is in the mid-50s. Supposed to go all the way up to 60. Quite there yet, but it's really very pleasant. Lovely.
Interestingly, the sun is actually not that strong. I've only had to wear sunblock maybe one or two of the 6 days that I've been here. I actually got a little bit of color. I didn't really need it because I was always dodging the sun and being in the shade most of the time. Usually I'd be walking on the sidewalks of Main Street or just going through buildings to cut corners. Other than that, it's beautiful down here. I'd say the temperature is maybe near 80. I kind of wanted to spend my day in the pool, but I'm not switching clothes right now since we'll be headed to the airport soon. There's always another time. And remember, I'm an annual pass holder now, so I can pretty much go down here whenever I want, provided vacation fits.
Sounds like that railroad is treating you right. Very good. Well, I hope you have a good time. Glad to hear you on the air, and I guess we'll be hearing you on the air tomorrow when you arrive.
I have a feeling that I'm probably going to be on the ground before it starts, but if I could somehow tap into the net while up in the sky, that'll actually be quite the shocker. Although I'll have to be on Wi-Fi while in airplane, otherwise it won't work, because through Echolink is the only way I could really talk while up on the plane. Even if I wanted to use the radio, it's got to go through the pilot, which I have no reason to do so anyway, since it's kind of lame since you're so high up.
Yeah, I don't think most pilots would want to do that. Knowing what I know about pilots, they tend to be conservative when they think of what could go wrong and they have 300 people sitting behind them that they're responsible for. Well, everyone should do a good job. Thing you got to watch out for with the aircraft's Wi-Fi, that the Wi-Fi on the plane itself is wonderful, but the backhaul from the Wi-Fi point on the plane, the rest of the internet, very highly variable. Now, I've tried it several times, and the truth is I have not had good experience. Works pretty well for text, and for, you know, just browsing and, you know, looking at stuff on the web. Great for that, but when it comes to actually trying to do something that's interactive and close to real time, like talking to someone with Zoom or something like that, it works horribly. It's mostly due to the limitations of the backhaul between the plane. Good luck. It's worth giving it a try.
Yeah, Roger. I was able to hit a couple of repeaters down here, and I should actually mention this, and I'm actually going to keep it for a future reference. There's no rules against two-way radios, but discretion still does come from the people at bag check. Around the resort or if I'm in the room is one thing, but at the park is not really the best idea. Just had to have a little conversation with them on one of the days and was just told it's best to keep it around the resort and not at the park because we don't want it to be a problem. That's all. So I'll keep my word on that, and, yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, well, very good. It's too obvious, but a lot of folks might think you're undercover or something or other. Well, self and you don't seem to be in the same page. But anyway, you're having a good time, so that's what counts, and enjoy. So I'm going to sign clear, and couldn't let your... back to Long Island going in. unanswered. Okay, do OGV, WBQIKTV.
Yeah, perfect timing. We're gonna start making our way to the front in about 10 minutes. So we'll see you soon, George. WB2IKT, KD2OGB, Orlando, Florida, Disney Polynesian will be clear.
7-3, Craig. Have a nice flight back. WB2IKT.
Making the repeater.
Thank you. This is Papa Ray. I try to test it. Thank you.
All right, again, I can't hear you. A lot of static, but I got to run. Unfortunately, I can't stay and talk. I'm at my destination and have to get to work. But you have a good day. KD2KMH clear, 73. And 2SMC, purple. Yeah, this is KD2KNH.
Yeah, how's the young lady on this radio sound?
I'm sorry, come on back.
Yeah, I was just curious how this radio sound. And USS.
You know, you see, I'm hearing you about the same as the previous station. For some reason, I have static in my area. I don't know if it's the repeater out here. I haven't really been on today. I want to try. I don't know, which repeater are you coming into?
VL in Wyoming.
Alright, stand by a second.
Alright,
WB2MSB here. Good afternoon. Hi, Maury. Got the last letter wrong, but close. What's the last letter? I said Romeo, no?
Well, you said Mike, but I think you meant Romeo.
I didn't have enough of my magnesium tablets this morning. I'm feeling better now. Coming up on the midspan of the Whitestone, heading south. How you doing?
Alright. Finally getting my wife out of the rehab facility here in Glen Cove. She's coming home Wednesday. But I was just out trying to do my grocery shopping. Wouldn't you know it, the supermarket bathroom doesn't work. So being an old guy, I had to leave early and just do half of my grocery shopping.
Oh, well, I guess you'll have to bring the half a list back with you, and by then the list will be probably a full list again.
I'll go back tomorrow morning and fill it.
Roger on that. Well, so I'm just heading back. This is my only tour this week, so we got a few things going on at the house on Wednesday. Other than that, it's going to be a nice, flexible week. If the weather's good, I'm going to try and get out and do some portable work.
All right, sounds good. Where were you planning on going?
We usually go to the Oldfield Point Lighthouse, Stony Brook Setauket area on the North Shore. We tried to go to a few other places, but some of them are kind of too far, some of them don't have appropriate, you know, places set up. And we went to a local park a while ago and got rousted by the guards, the security people walking around. They didn't like that we were sitting on the ground off the side of the trail. They said we're not allowed to make new trails. We said we're not making new trails, we're just sitting in the dirt. And I don't know, they weren't very friendly, so we decided not to go back there.
And understood. I guess the only place I've operated from is close to where you are, and that's even a little bit of a ways away, is Tucker Metal State Park.
Yeah, we were there, I'm trying to think when, a while ago, but the place that we did go to a few times is the old, state mental health facility, I guess it was. I don't know if it's technically the Kings Park facility, or it might be something else, but it's way on the North Shore, right on the Sound, and it's part of the state park now, so if you go there during the week, you actually have to pay to get in there. I'm not sure why we didn't have to pay the last time we went, but I know there is a toll booth there when you drive in.
Yeah, see, one of the advantages of age is if I go during the week, I can get into most of the state parks for free.
Is that 65 and over?
Yeah, I'm 82, so I think I pass it.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I do too. I don't know. Maybe I can do that online. We'll see. I have a little hang tag for my rear view that gets me in. I have a lifetime free pass for the national parks because they give that out to veterans. And unfortunately, other than Fire Island, I don't think there's any national parks around here.
Oh, there are a few. Let's see. Sagamore Hill?
Yeah, actually, as I was saying that, I realized you're right. Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt House, that's a National Park Service facility. But I don't keep it in the car. I keep it at home, so maybe one day I'll throw it in the car and take it somewhere. It's very nice because it allows you, as well as, I think, up to either three or four additional people in your car to enter without charge. I wish I had that when we were out west and we went to Grand Canyon. That would have saved a few bucks.
Yeah, well, I had the National Park Pass back then. I actually got it at Sagamore Hill. Back then it was $10 for a lifetime. Now I don't know what it's going for. Of course, I am a vet, so I would have qualified under that exemption. Anyway, I got to get this stuff into the house. W2OSR. Bye-bye.
Hi, Bob, 73. We'll catch you tomorrow for the next shopping trip. WB2MSB.
KA2UTF.
W2.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike, CR Bravo Mobile listening.
W2.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Oh, very good. Anyway, I'm getting a phone call, so I've got to run. Excellent. And nice speaking with you. Maybe I'll catch you later. And drop in more often. KNH2, KNH clear. 73.
Okay, 73. Catch you later. And just to cable, love the drive home in Charlotte. Enjoy your phone call.
WB2EAV.
Afternoon, 4:55 p.m. Temperature 6 degrees.
WB2EAV, KA2UTF.
Oh, a little slow on the update, but how you doing, Gary?
Okie dokie, beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky.
Not getting any complaints from me.
I'll take that as a sign of approval.
As you should.
Now, how are things at the ranch?
I don't know. The SYL said she was going to be hitching the mule up to the plow. I'll have to see how that's going.
I reckon you're overworking the women folk there, partner. Did you see a play recently? How was it?
We saw, what's the name of it, Beautiful, about Carol King, just about a month ago, I did a date.
Right, right, and?
Oh, it was excellent, excellent, really loved it. We saw the Engelman Theater in Northport, and they charge a little more than the other Long Island theaters, but they get, you know, apparently the reason they charge more is they can pay the actors more, and you get more serious actors. I mean, it was like very, very close to Broadway quality.
Oh, good to hear, good to hear. I'll keep the Northport Theater in mind. I think she had a really good voice. Let me see what other... You know, if they're equity actors, you know, you have to pay them scale.
I can't prove it, but I believe they are equity actors. And yeah, well, it was really very good. There was a lot of singing and dancing all over the place, and they spread the wealth. A lot of people were singing and dancing. It wasn't just... Like, recently we saw the... Well, no, that, never mind. I was going to say the Cher show, but they actually showed Cher as three iterations and to Cher the Load. But in any event, Cher the Load. That's a terrible pun, that is Cher. All right. But what really pleasantly surprised me was apparently there was a bit of a friendly competition between two couples who are songwriters or, you know, in the same place. And what was a pleasant surprise is they also had some numbers of some of the biggest hits of the competition, too. So not only was Carol King's music, but it was, you know, their friendly competitors' music, too, which is really just as famous.
And by one.
My Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Yeah, well, that sounds cool, and, I remember we were talking about the album Tapestry. I guess we both have a certain amount of nostalgia.
I hit peak nostalgia. I'm getting close to home, but you want to hear it? A different topic?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I graduated. I went to Stuyvesant High School, which was one of the three, in the day, it was one of the three high schools in the city that you had to take an entrance exam for. And Stuyvesant was by far the closest one to me, certainly for my first 2 of the 3 years I was there. I got in, I went there. And there were exactly two people who I knew from elementary or junior high school going in there. Anyway, for 60 years, I have not heard a peep about any kind of a reunion. Then they had something about a 60th reunion that was this past weekend. And one of the two fellows who I went to elementary school, junior high, and high school, did attend. Now, I only attended. It was a mixed thing. They had a lot of stuff live and part of it by Zoom. But the bottom line is, I didn't cross paths with him, but I sent the organizer sent out all the emails of the people who had responded, whether it was in person or email, and I sent the fellow a email, and for the first time in 60 years, he responded.
Oh, that's great. It's nice to have an anchor in the past. Went to Forest Hills High School, which was pretty highly rated. Minor, anyway. But let me see, what are the three schools in the that we required into Tension Iverson? I would guess Brooklyn Tech. What's the third, Music and Art?
Yeah, they had their own exam, but it wasn't academic. They had to show, music or art talent. But the other one was Bronx Science. Now, considering I was living about a mile and change from Iverson High School, that was kind of a no-brainer. To go to the school I was on for, which was Sioux Park, which was not the pinnacle of achievement, and probably even less so now.
WA2VSM.
Sue recognized. I'll tell you a quick story before I got a run. I was Botanical Gardens in Asheville, North Carolina. Guy looking for directions. Flying him the directions, I noticed the New York accent. I said, "Where are you from?" New York City? Yeah. What part? Up in Forest Hills. I said, so did I. Where'd you go to high school? Forest Hills. I realized that we went to this, graduated the same high school, that we knew a lot of people in common. We didn't recognize each other, and so, we exchanged the spot to dinner. When I got back, I said, where do you live now? It's up on West Side. So when we get, let me drop it. When I get back, I send him an email, we go out to dinner. And I looked in the yearbook when I got home, and we did write something to each other. I just forgot. Turns out this guy's the sports editor for the Associated Press. What a small world. Go pick it up, Stu. I can't hang in long.
Well, good afternoon. Forgive my little hoarse voice. Gary, I haven't heard you on in eons. Hi, Ed. Gary, where have you been? I've been calling you for the last 5 minutes.
Guys, give me 1 minute or so. I'm parked, and I'll leave you to reminisce, okay?
You're too kind.
Because I got a phone call coming in here soon.
In any event, Liza Minnelli did a song about this thing, about she goes somewhere in Europe, okay, and it turns out back home in New York, he lives next door to her. That's all. That I'm home. WB2EAD has to run.
Goodbye, Ed.
So I only got time for like 1 or 2 rounds.
Have you been, Gary?
Hanging tough.
You remind me of a very funny story. I went to Europe every summer on these teen tours. And you'd be in London, and you'd run into someone from the States, talk, and they'd say, oh, do you know, Marvin Schwartz? Oh, yeah, he's my neighbor. Well, we call that Jewish geography. You're in London, do you know Joe Schmo? Yeah, well, it seems more common than not. And I've always been fascinated by the distance of this phenomenon. It's a small, small world. Matter of fact, one of the trips, we had flown from New York to Canada, and then we sailed from Canada to London. And there was this guy who was like really, really, really disfigured, like a bird victim.
and I was 16 when I saw this man and I took note of him. Many, many years later, I was at JFK Airport.
There's the guy.
It's amazing with how big this world is. He's calling down things, but they have. Yeah, I'm glad I ran into an old high school acquaintance because, you know, they're good to talk about stuff that you can't talk about with other people who you've met more. Kind of gives you a sense of life. Yeah. But take a backyard apart. And I have to replace a long wire antenna, which doesn't involve, of course, getting up on a ladder with a 16-foot pole and a beanbag, parachute line, wires over tree branch. That's what it's all about.
Well, first and foremost, please be careful. I go through the same scenario. We have a nice backyard with a pool. And my wife and I were sitting around the pool today, lying on a chaise, in the sun, and it felt like springtime. But alas and alack, getting to that point in another couple of weeks, we're just like you, the furniture has to... Well, we moved in. We put in a large basement, about 1,500 square feet. Bring in all the chaises, bring in the little hoses, you know, the hoses on a reel that you wind up, the chairs, the whole bit, and then it's naked out there. Only chairs, one of the two tables we have on the patio, because we like to sit out there where we can. But I tell you, days like this, weather like this, Gary, this has been a treat. It's been just terrific.
It's very beautiful, and the colors look like they're going to be fairly vibrant. There's a lot of reds. Not going to be muted. Now and then I get slammed with a lot of colors. Well, I gotta go. I'm sorry,
Gary, I'm really happy that I barged in between you and Adam. It's a treat. I haven't spoken to you for a long, long time. And you get to know people on the air, you're always concerned. How are they? I've been calling Kate God knows how many months, and I can't seem to find him at all. I got his email address. I sent him an email, and have not heard from him. But Roger is a pilot like myself. We've got a lot in common. We talk a lot about what have you. So it's good to hear you. I'm really happy that I barged in. Take care. Be well. Stay safe in this insane world. We'll talk real soon, guys. You pay to UTFW.
73.
Mikhail. Stu. Mikhail.
WA2ZFM is listening. WA2ZFM is listening.
Listening.